भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 20, The Rainy Season and Autumn in Vrindavan, text number 19. Nararajo Dupaschanna Swajyotsna Rajitair Ghanai Aham Matya Bhasitaya Swabhasa Purushoyatha Nararajo Dupaschanna Swajyotsna Rajitair Ghanai Aham Matya Bhasitaya Swabhasa Purushoyatha Nararajo Dupaschanna Swajyotsna Rajitair Ghanai Aham Matya Bhasitaya Swabhasa Purushoyatha Nararajo Dupaschanna Swajyotsna Rajitair Ghanai Swabhasa Purushoyatha Swajyotsna Rajitair Ghanai Swabhasa Purushoyatha Nararajo Dupaschanna Swajyotsna Rajitair Ghanai Aham Matya Bhasitaya Swabhasa Purushoyatha Matajis Nararajo Dupaschanna Dupaschanna Swajyotsna Rajitair Ghanai Swabhasa Purushoyatha Okay, word for word. Nararaja did not shine forth. Udupaha, the moon, channa, covered, swajyotsna, by its own light, rajitai, which are illuminated, ghanai, by the clouds, aham matya, by false ego, bhasitaya, which is illuminated. Swabhasa, by his own luster. Purushaha, the living entity. Yatha, as. Translation and purport by the devotees of Srila Prabhupada. During the rainy season, the moon was prevented from appearing directly by the covering of the clouds, which were themselves illumined by the moon's rays. Similarly, a living being in material existence is prevented from appearing directly by the covering of the false ego, which is itself illumined by the consciousness of the pure soul. Purport. The analogy given here is excellent. During the rainy season, we cannot see the moon in the sky because the moon is covered by clouds. These clouds, however, are radiant with the glow of the moon's own rays. Similarly, in our conditioned material existence, we cannot directly perceive the soul because our consciousness is covered by the false ego, which is the false identification with the material world and the material body. Yet it is the soul's own consciousness that illumines the false ego. As the Gita describes, the energy of the soul is consciousness, and when this consciousness manifests through the screen of false ego, it appears as dull material consciousness in which there is no direct vision of the soul or God. In the material world, even great philosophers ultimately resort to hazy ambiguities when speaking about the absolute truth, just as a cloudy sky manifests only in a dull and indirect way the iridescent light of the moon. In material life, our false ego is often enthusiastic, hopeful, and apparently aware of various material affairs, and such consciousness encourages us to push on in material existence. But in truth, we are merely experiencing the dull reflection of our original pure consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness, direct perception of the soul and God. Not realizing that the false ego merely hampers and dulls our real spiritual consciousness, which is fully enlightened and blissful, we mistakenly think that material consciousness is full of knowledge and happiness. This is comparable to thinking that the luminous clouds are lighting up the night sky, while in fact it is the moonshine that illumines the sky and the clouds that merely dull and hamper the moonshine. The clouds appear luminous because they are filtering and impeding the brilliant rays of the moon. Similarly, at times, material consciousness appears pleasurable or enlightened because it is screening or filtering the original blissful and enlightened consciousness coming directly from the soul. If we can understand the ingenious analogy given in this verse, we can easily advance in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again. During the rainy season, the moon was prevented from appearing directly by the covering of the clouds, which were themselves illumined by the moon's rays. Similarly, a living being in material existence is prevented from appearing directly by the covering of the false ego, which is itself illumined by the consciousness of the pure soul. So the similes keep continuing. And here the false ego is being introduced, where the clouds are compared to the false ego. In this world, we see people in general Everyone, practically speaking, walking around or running or driving their cars at full speed. Srila Prabhupada said, everyone is going so fast that they're going to their death, not knowing the purpose of life. So there is the soul, and then there is the false ego, intelligence, mind, and so forth. So this false ego is a false identification. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I think hardly anyone knew of what false ego actually is. At least for me, I didn't know the difference between false ego or real ego, who I was, or who I am. And most people in the world today actually don't know who they are. Now that I've come to Krishna consciousness and we have this knowledge Srila Prabhupada so kindly has brought to the Western world. Now we have this knowledge of who we are as Krishna Das. Jivera Swarup Hai. Jivera Swarup Hai. Nitya Krishna Das. Krishnera Nitya Das. Krishnera Nitya Das. So we are eternally Krishna's servants. So, I'm going to be singing a little bhajan here a little later on in the class. So this, out of ignorance, everyone is thinking that I will work hard. I will do so many things. I will start a new business. I will make money. Family members would be happy. I'll get some nice children, nice wife or husband. Good job, nice car, beautiful house, maybe by the seaside. And in this way, I will enjoy and I'll be happy. And even sometimes in other religious, maybe in religious groups, people may think that, and people do think that they are getting God's blessings or they are happy in the world if they're making it, if they have a good job and they have all these material facilities, and if they have a pool, they're better than the neighbor who doesn't have a pool. And in this way, their false ego is coming out. One time I heard my brother mentioning to someone that what you have just done there is your ego showing out. And obviously the person didn't really like that so much. Who are you to tell me about my ego? So this false ego is very strong and it comes out in different ways. And even sometimes one may be doing very well in Krishna consciousness, coming to the program, morning program, and chanting his rungs and doing very well in Krishna consciousness. And if he makes a mistake, sometimes it's not easy for us to even recognize our mistakes. But then gradually, if we have offended some devotee, or if we have done something against Krishna or broke any of the principles, then gradually we could find ourselves going down. And sometimes it's hard to recognize that. The false ego is as such, it's a kind of subtle, that we may be committing some mistake, we may be committing some aparad, some offense, and we may not even recognize it. And then, and before you know it, like Adi Karta Prabhu was just telling me that he had some very nice devotees, and one or two or a few of them have just completely given it up. So we could be doing very well and understanding who we are as servants of Krishna, and then all of a sudden we could fall back. Luckily for us is that Krishna consciousness, this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such that even if you fall down, you can get up and go again. So there is always a hope that we can overcome, or we can try to overcome this false ego and return to the original consciousness. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he's mentioning in that verse 10:11 of Bhagavad Gita, jnana dipena bhashvata. That even though we are ignorant, our life is very dark, that he can enter there because he wants to give us special mercy, to give them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So there is all hope, so we can always get up and go again. The child falls down, he gets up and tries to walk again. So we are in that situation where there's always hope for us, no matter what situation we may be in. But this false ego, this false identification of who I am at the Krishna lunch program, what we do here in at the Santa Fe Community College, many of the students, they come forward and you know, you can see others who are walking by and they're very proud with their head up and, you know, and their knowledge, and those who are studying engineering and other things, and they're very proud of what they're doing. And they're so busy doing their program. And, you know, yesterday, while I was there, one young man came up, Santiago, Spanish, and he said, "But what is this all about anyway?" He has been coming to take Krishna lunch for a while. And taking Krishna lunch, you know, you get purified, and then after a little while you start to ask some questions. And many of them who are new, they just come by, they take their prasadam and they go sit down and eat. And they don't ask any questions, they're not really interested, they just like the food. So this young man came up and started asking, "Well, what is this all about anyway, Hare Krishna? I've heard you have a temple there, and I like to go and visit sometime." So, in talking to him outside of the line, it's actually a good idea to have someone there sitting down, just there, ready to answer people's questions, like Kalakanta Prabhu does in at the UF program. So, in talking to him, he said, "This is all that I actually." Well, this Santiago is actually quite new, but there was another one I spoke with also. But he said he wants to know, and so I started to tell him about what we have heard, the difference between material life and spiritual life, this misidentification of the living entity, that everyone is thinking that he is the body, everyone is thinking that I am here to enjoy and I should do it as much as I can, and I go to school and I graduate and then I'll get a good job and I'll have money and I'll have all these things of life. But we have seen people who have got all these things but still their lives are miserable. And then he said, "Yes, it's true that I've seen so many stars, they commit suicide, they do so many crazy things." So he was agreeing with me, so in the end he said he wants to visit. And I thought that was successful, that he was able to pick up the difference between a false identification and someone who really wants to understand spiritual life, who he is, really, what's his real identification as servant of God. Then another young man, he came up and apparently he, originally from Cuba, lives in Miami, and now he's studying at the UF and comes to Krishna lunch at Santa Fe. And he said that he lived at Krishna house actually for 3 months. They have that very nice program where the students could come and you can experience what Krishna consciousness for a short period of time, and then they go on and at least they have an idea. But he was very sure. He told me that, you know, this is exactly what I want all my life, that if I don't get into this program that I'm doing now, then I'll have to go back to Miami, and who knows what's going to happen to me. He was actually suffering, knowing or thinking that he might not be able to stay in the area. He really likes Gainesville, and he loves the temple. And so he said, "Is there any way I can get information regularly from the temple?" And I said, "Yes, that I can send you. We have a newsletter that goes out every Tuesday, and I can sign you up for that." I said, "Sure, and take my email." So he was very enthusiastic And you see, this is what he wants. He said, my mother told me that if I get into this program, that she'll buy me a car. And then if I buy my car, then I'll come to the temple every week. So I thought that was really nice. You're thinking already of how to use the car in Krishna's service. So this, so what we have actually, you know, the message of the Bhagavad, Srila Prabhupada's, his mercy upon us to explain to us the difference between false ego and our eternal position as Krishna's servant is so important. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains in one of his songs, and I'd like to sing it. Can you put that up there? It's a very it's a short song, but it's very it has a very good message. Some of you already know this song. So can someone play mridanga? Radha Krishna bolo 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 re sabai. Radha Krishna bolo 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 re sabai. Nisika diya, sabna diya, pichane che gonita. Nisika diya, sabna diya, pichane che gonita. Radha Krishna bol 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 lore sabai. Jeev Krishna Das E Viswas, Krishna Das E Viswas, Kole Tohar Dukho Nai. Radha Krishna Bol 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 Lore Sabai. Radha Krishna bol 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 lore sabai. Radha Krishna bolo sange chalo. Radha Krishna bolo sange chalo ei matra bikacha. Radha Krishna bol 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 lore sabai. Radha Krishna bol 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 lore sabai. Radha Krishna bol 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 lore sabai. Everyone chant, chant, chant Radha Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are dancing all over the land of Nadia, giving this teaching to all. O brother, needlessly under the control of Maya, you suffer and are carried away by her waves, sometimes floating and sometimes sinking in this ocean of illusion. If you have this faith that the soul is the eternal servant of Krishna, then there will be no more misery. And when you chant the holy name of Krishna, your body will shiver in ecstasy and your eyes will shed tears in love of God. This is what I say. Chant Radha Krishna in the association of devotees. This is the only request I beg. Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, when I chant that holy name of the Lord, all dangers go far away. So, This is the mercy that we are getting, and how we can preserve it is what we are learning. How we can preserve this understanding that we are Krishna Das, that we are the servants of Krishna. So we want to preserve that understanding. We don't want to lose that opportunity to remember, always remember that we are servants of Krishna. Remember Krishna and don't forget him. We have been hearing a lot about this. That all the other rules and regulations that we follow are servants of this one rule, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So once we remember Krishna, then everything else is dull. We don't want our consciousness to be covered by the cloud of Maya. The rainy season, the cloud is there, and therefore we can't see the moon. The moon's light don't come forward, come through. So this pure soul, the pure consciousness, does not come forward if the false ego is there. So by chanting, by doing all that we are doing, associating with the devotees, coming regularly and seeing the deities and so forth, our consciousness remain pure. The Lord is very kind. Everything He arranged in this world is to help us to go back to Him. In one place, Srila Prabhupada described that the Lord is so pure that He gave a saltwater ocean. He gave an ocean of salt water. Does anyone know why? Why is the water in our oceans salty? To preserve, to keep it fresh. Yeah, because salt is actually a preservative. It's like you have pickles and things, they put salt or they put sugar, all these are preservatives. So actually Lord is so kind to let the water stay fresh, He put salt in it. And then how does it work? The water is, he has this big evaporator, the sun, evaporates the water, and then to preserve the water more, then the water falls on the mountain tops, and then they are preserved in the form of ice. And then over time, gradually, so not to flood everything, the ice gradually melts and then comes back for us to use it. So look at so many, now that's only one example of how the Lord is helping us in so many different ways. I was thinking of sometimes when someone is suffering from some disease, it's just like a person who is suffering from false ego. I'm thinking of Alzheimer's, which they call Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's disease, you're looking at your father or your mother and they're suffering from that disease, and you may say something to them and they may not respond. And someone may think, if you don't know that person has Alzheimer's, then you would wonder, I'm talking to her and she does not respond. She looks like your mother, but she doesn't respond like she used to. So people in this world are like that. They're just walking around like people with Alzheimer's. The false ego is so strong that they're thinking that they can become happy otherwise. And of course, many of them, when you try to give them Krishna, they may not be interested. They may close their ears. Oh, I don't want to hear about Krishna. I don't want to hear what you have to say. So in this way, they suffer perpetually, life after life. But we are very fortunate in that we have this chance to become Krishna conscious, to understand our real identity and maintain that throughout our life. So let me stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Shavikram Prabhu?
So also there is just this analogy that the sun creates the clouds, and the cloud covers the sun. See? The sun creates the clouds, but then the cloud covers the sun. So just like that, Maya works also. The Lord creates this material energy, and sometimes it covers, the Lord is covered or is blocked from our vision. See? This example is given. And so in today's verse, the moon lights up the clouds, and so the cloud seems brilliant, but it's covering the moon. See?
It's covering our vision.
Covering our vision, yeah. And our consciousness lights up false ego, but false ego is appearing brilliant. So nice example.
Yeah, it's a wonderful simile. Anybody else? Madam Mohan?
I was also thinking, that reminded me of another nice example that Balavanta once used in a Vyasa Puja offering that says that we were all shining very brightly when Prabhupada was there, and he said that we didn't know we were reflectors, but a reflector doesn't have light of its own. It's reflecting the source of the light. So similarly, like in this analogy, the clouds actually don't have any illumination. They're just dull matter, but it's coming from the moon. So the matter, the dead body, has no light, no consciousness. It's only the presence of the soul that gives it the light, the consciousness.
Yep. Thank you. That was very good. Yeah, it's the soul that is providing the energy and the brightness, actually, to the body. And when we were at the prison house, Kalyapani Prabhu were telling the inmates who we were talking with about how the idea is to become conscious inside and to become happy inside, to have this inner peace. Because that's what everyone is looking for anyway, whether you are inside the prison house or outside the prison house. This is what everyone is looking for, to become peaceful, is to get this inner peace. So his emphasis on them was to try to actually come in contact or try to find out, you know, this inner peace that is there, to have that. Because externally they can't really enjoy much. They can't go to Walmart or Lowe's. Their lives are there for the rest of their life. Some of them have to stay in there. So they better look inside, and they have a very good opportunity, like Madan Mohan Prabhu told them, that your opportunity here in the prison house is very good. It's better than the people outside. Because you're imposed, you're forced to look inside. Whereas, you know, we who are out here, we may feel that we are free, that, you know, sometimes we may take it easy and become complacent. But they are forced to be in the mode of goodness. Right? That's what you said?
Well, yes, fairly close. It's the principle is sacrifice, isn't it? Be happy by sacrifice. So in every thing that you do, the principle of sacrifice, there's an element there that needs to be in the consciousness, that conscious element of sacrifice. And then the happiness can be given to you without worrying about it's going to be too much for you to take. You know, as long, because material happiness has a negative side to it, that it can bewilder you. If you're too attached to material happiness or material opulence and sense gratification, you won't have the determination to continue. But if you always had the element of sacrifice, then you're not dependent on your happiness, you're thinking of Krishna's happiness, Prabhupada's happiness. And that seems to work for getting past the false ego.
Jack. And many of these inmates, we can see how they are actually making advancement and understanding and asking good questions and so forth. And some of them, they study on their own when we are not there. They're so restricted, sometimes they can't meet each other. But two of them, they when they have recreation, they made a plan that they're going to meet in the recreation hall, and they will talk about Krishna in the recreation hall. So they do that for a couple hours. And it's amazing how they are trying hard to be Krishna conscious. And they're very happy when we go there. They're so thankful and very grateful that we can go there and have a little program with them and so forth. Anything else? Yeah.
What happens when the clouds clear in the sky? It's a cloudy evening, so what happens when the clouds will clear?
You dance in ecstasy. When the clouds clear, then you understand you're a servant of Krishna. Krishna Das, Abhiswas. And then you can dance like Srila Prabhupada said, you can dance like the peacock. He said, these boys and girls, before they were dull. their bodies are beautiful, but they were still dull. Now that I have given them Krishna, now that they understand who they are, now they dance like peacocks. And in India, he said, dancing wild elephants. Yeah, Sri Vikram.
Yeah. So this bodily identification is extremely powerful, very, very powerful. And we can see it, you know. In the animal kingdom, it's 100% there. In the human kingdom, you have the opportunity to understand you're not the body, but yet you're seeing that so many of us are just being held by this consciousness, and it prevents us from even making some sacrifice, like rising early and doing different things and so forth. So what can one do to be reminded, I am not this body?
One time I heard, and to remind ourselves, we should go to the hospitals a lot. We should go especially to the intensive care unit if we can, and see how people suffer. And that will remind us about the suffering of this world and how to take Krishna consciousness seriously. Go into those places where people are suffering, and just to remind ourselves how good we have it, how nicely we are living in this world, and it'll help us to understand the suffering of others, and therefore it'll remind us of our good fortune of being able to come to the temple, engage in service, remembering Krishna, take sumptuous prasadam, dance, chant before the Lord. So these things would help us.
Sometimes it seems we have to be so obedient to the false ego. You know, it's always dictating to us, and we're so obedient to it. But it's really not worth killing yourself over.
Yeah. So yeah, it's the false ego is actually very strong. It even having the bad habit of bad or good habit of being in an air-conditioned house, for example. You know, we're accustomed in America. You know, before coming to America, I wasn't attached to air conditioning or anything like that. You know, you go into a car and you open the windows and you're happy that the car is moving so some cool air can come in. But now that I'm in America, the conditioning is such that everywhere you go there is air conditioning. It's hot outside and it's not like, you know, it's a sinful activity to be in the air conditioning, but it becomes a habit, and if you don't have it, then you suffer because the habit of having this thing. And but there's nothing wrong with it if you're using it in the service of Krishna. You're staying inside and you're working on some project for Krishna consciousness. Our office here is all air conditioned and everyone is there doing their service for Krishna every day, and devotees on the altar, they're always complaining, it's too hot. The man has not come yet to, well, he came and he fixed the air conditioning, but it's still giving problems. So pujaris are complaining. Oh, you better fix the air conditioning, otherwise I'm not gonna come in. I can't come anymore. I can't take it. Somebody had a question? Yeah.
It's a comment. Sri Krishna Prabhu's comment about the false ego's strength reminded me of something I heard recently, that false ego covers the covering of false ego on the soul is coming from Lord Shiva. It's his, it's a manifestation of him. And therefore, and because the living entity, the pure spirit soul, doesn't have any connection with the material energy nor any propensity to enjoy it. But that falls, but Shiva is the rightful enjoyer of the material energy because that's his consort. So he covers us so that we will start to feel, ah, yes, I have the right to enjoy her, but it's his consciousness making us feel that way. And so when we're covered with that Shiva consciousness, then she's, Maya's attracted to interact with us because that's her husband. So Shiva's lord is Shankarshan. So if we, if the soul starts worshipping Shankarshan or higher Krishna, the highest of all Krishna, then he withdraws. Because, oh, now this personality is a servant of my lord. And he withdraws, and when he withdraws, then she's no longer interested because she's a chaste wife who only interacts with her husband.
Very
good. I thought
that
was so inspiring.
Excellent. Daiviha esha gunamai mamamaya durataya. That if one surrenders unto me, then this divine energy of mine, this Maya energy of mine is very difficult, duratyaya, very hard to conquer. But if one surrenders unto me, then he can easily cross beyond it. Okay, so something else?
Just one observation with that comment is Lord Shiva, he's the principle of the false ego, and it's the male principle that I'm the enjoyer, I'm the male, the controller and enjoyer. So when one becomes servant, that's of Krishna specifically, then that male principle isn't there.
Okay. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.